Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. I was pleasantly surprised. Last night was a little cooler than expected. Not cool, but I was out for 4 hours for a B meet, being the announcer. Although I only had to do, I now got a tag team partner. So like we're going to start splitting duties.
All right. That's
good. Talked about Saturday. I'm just going to do the first half, which is, I think, freestyle and breaststroke.
Okay.
Or maybe it's backstroke. I always forget.
Did the Thunder Boomers roll through Monkey County? I
no got, Thunder Boomers.
It did where I was. I was out at renditions. And by the time we got to about 16, it started to get dicey. And then it came.
Now, it never rained in my house. It just thundered.
It did rain out in Anne Arundel County or wherever
but
that
But you're
is.
Right. It was a little cooler, and it helped that the clouds came in. And I think today and tomorrow, I think today will be like yesterday, but tomorrow is supposed to be low 80s.
Yeah, I felt so like it was cool a win. Off. I didn't even have to get the umbrella out. Usually, I mean, I was still sweating, but not like what I expected.
Mm-hmm. No, it was hot. It was hot. And today there's going to be more boomers, right?
How'd you fare on Amen Corner?
I actually did pretty good. I between Amen Corner and Sawgrass, I think I was plus one over the four holes, which for me is good. Usually I do way worse.
Island Landing.
Say again?
Island Landing on
Oh, yeah. I probably should have made it. I had about 8 feet for birdie. Missed it. That's fine. Par. Take it. And 12,
take
it a little 12, I parred that. So it's all good.
Nice.
All good. No complaints.
Rendition's always a good time with the replica holes.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Looks like you got a new hat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, my buddy Squirrel got a rope hat from somewhere else, from Highlands, and he cut the rope off. I said, what are you doing? Rope hats are in right now, buddy. And now he regrets it.
Oh,
he wants Tom to send him one with the rope back on. Because after everyone's been teasing him for cutting the rope off. The rope hats, Jason, are fire.
I've got a couple.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I like them.
But a year from now, maybe they're not.
Yeah, a year from now.
So maybe he's fine.
You wear them until they're not.
Yeah, then you never wear it again. Who cares?
800-636-1067 is the number. It is an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show.
Yesterday, we took a call from a Wizards fan who, I think we prefaced it by saying, if you like the direction, are you confident in the rebuild process? And we had that one caller, I can't remember his name, but he hated it. He said, no, I hate this. We're trading away younger players for older players. And, we have too many bad seasons where we're losing 60 games in a season. And I think our answer was, you know what? You got to give Will Dawkins and his team a little more time. He's only been here 2 years. Now, those 2 years, they did lose 60 games each year, but in year 3, 4, 5, if they're still losing 50 to 60 games, I can see why you'd say that. But I think you just have to trust the process. I'm not saying they're going to be an NBA champion in 5 years. I'm not saying that. But I think you're going to see an improvement.
Here's a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. He reminds me, talking about Trey Johnson, of a young Devin Booker. That's a good comp. I mean, Devin Booker's had a 70-point game, I believe, in the league.
Yeah, I mean,
on the Olympic
slam if you got a Devin Booker.
Guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think most people are optimistic. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Seems like they want, like, versatile guys, athletic guys, guys with some size to them. I don't know. That just on the outside looking in. But they're still... You know, it's weird. It's hard to project when you do have these old guys interspersed on the roster that you know are just kind of placeholders until they can find their way to replace them.
Mm-hmm.
But I found, you know, last year when I went to one of the games towards the end when Marcus Smart was part of the team, you know, they're going to play all their guys. They played a lot of guys. They would run 10, 11 guys in a game. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're all going to get minutes. And I think part of that, to be quite honest, is they don't want to win too many games, right? So if you played Chris Middleton and you played C.J. McCollum 35, 40 minutes, you might win too many games. So they're probably going to play them, you know, half the games. I'm sure there'll be load management. They'll make sure that they're going to be right back in the lottery mix next season.
Or maybe they'll trade McCollum off again,
yes,
because he's got the experience or the expiring contract, and they can acquire more draft picks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I really think it's a volume play. They want to get as many young kids in there, and then hopefully, you know, it's like Lord of the Flies. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to hopefully emerge and be the top dog. You know, have these guys compete against each other, and then you'll see who really are the guys you want for the future.
I still think,
and you can, you know, look, Oklahoma City played a bunch of guys.
I still think when you look at it, they still may probably have less than half the roster here that they're looking to build around. You know, how many can they carry? 15?
Yes.
Carry 15. I think I would count. So Bub, Bilal, Sar, Trey, let's say Kispert, Keyshawn,
mm-hmm,
six or seven guys, Anthony Johnson. I think there are about seven guys that, you know, in a perfect world, they would hope would be here in a couple years.
And one of the two of those guys that you mentioned, they might be traded. I was always surprised when they traded Denny, because I thought Denny was going to be one of the building blocks of the future.
Yeah. No, I agree.
They obviously didn't feel the same way, or they felt the deal was too good that they, you know, sent him out to Portland.
Mm-hmm. How old is Olenek? Is he
Olenek?
Olenek.
He's probably 35.
He's that old.
Oh, he's probably mid-30s.
I'll take the under there, but
I didn't realize
he's been around a while.
I didn't realize he was that old.
I mean, he's been in the league a bunch of years.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
you remember he was
34.
Public enemy number one for the Wizards.
I was almost there.
Because
in their game seven, he like put up 30 from the bench.
I don't remember, but now that you say that. Wait, with Boston?
Yeah, he was an agitator.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember him. I don't remember him being the game seven guy.
The game of his life with the game seven. He had 26 points and dominated the second half.
He's probably going to be like what Jonas Valanciunas was last year. They'll be there, but he'll probably get traded at some point.
Although, what's the deal with Vucevic? They still have him, right?
Mm-hmm. I think he's still on the roster.
I would add him to the list.
Yeah,
there's like something intriguing about him. So maybe eight.
And he's young.
You know, he's a big guy.
Stretch guy, can knock it down from the outside.
Right. I would add him to the mix. But, you know, again, who knows?
I mean, think about it. They've got three teenagers currently on the roster, and I don't know when their birthdays are, so they may be turned 20 before the season, but currently three teenagers, Carrington and the two kids they just drafted. Mm-hmm. They've got Koulibaly, who's 20. Sar's 20, correct? Isn't he 20?
Right around there. Very young.
They got a bunch. George is 21. I mean, they got a bunch of young. AJ Johnson's 20. They got a bunch of young kids, and then you couple that with these veterans that they acquired, and I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with those vets.
Here's my question. We could throw this out to callers on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067. Which rebuild do you feel better about? The Nationals, where there is a growing frustration now, or the Wizards?
That's a great question.
I think I lean to the Wizards right now because, and it's probably just because it's fresher, it's newer. Like, this rebuild for the Nationals has lasted a long time, and it, you know, you got some great pieces. And there's no denying the Soto deal has netted them some guys who are really, really good, but they're not winning. They're not winning. Despite James Wood being a stud, despite Abrams being a stud, despite Gore being an ace, they're not winning. So I would lean Wizards. I'll put this up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Which rebuild do you like better right now?
I think the Nats will actually be a little bit more competitive before the Wiz. I still think, because if they get Cavalli back, they get JoJo back.
Yeah, but their rebuild started
Cruz, I know, okay,
before well, years
whatever.
Ago.
Yeah. But Cruz, let's see if he improves and gets better, gets on track. House looks like he's going to be okay. Let's see if they can find a way to get Hassel back up. And I don't know. I think the Nats might be closer to being like 500-ish.
Well, it also depends on which owner decides to spend money on the free agents, on the guys who are already proven.
Mm-hmm.
Will Lerner do it? Doesn't look like it. Will Leonsis do it? I think he would do it before
Lerner. I think Lerner will do it when they get close.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm totally wrong. Cakes thinks I'm totally wrong. Cakes thinks the Lerners are just out. I don't know if I buy that. But the Wiz, they'll have money, what, in a year, right? They're carving out all this room.
Next year, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the way that I've phrased this.
Now, they may not spend it. Who knows?
The way that I've phrased this is, which rebuild do you believe in more? Not which one's further along right now. Which one do you believe in more? I'm voting Wizards.
Mm. Mm. I think I'll stick with my Nats, but because I've never been in a tanker.
I believe that the Wizards are, it's very intentional what they're doing. They did it in Oklahoma City. They're trying to do it here. You know, you got to get lucky. You got to hit on a Shea. And we'll see if they get lucky and hit on somebody. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's going to be Trey Johnson. Maybe Trey Johnson will be the best scorer out of the draft. Trey Johnson will average 22 this year in the NBA.
Wow.
No, he's going to average that.
Unlikely.
I'm going way under
that. As a rookie? No, come on. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067.
Who do you believe in more? Which rebuild do you believe in?
I'm going to go slightly Nats over Wizards.
Okay, you believe slightly. In the Nats.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But next year, I might feel different. Yeah. But I heard somebody on radio this morning, it was a former coach, I can't remember who it was, but he said he predicted Trey Johnson will be Rookie of the Year.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I mean, that's his prediction. I mean, I'm going to go Cooper Flagg, but...
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see
That
here.
Might be too obvious.
Can you remember? Did he go in our mock?
Who?
Yes.
Trey.
Drab took him, I think. Okay. Can't remember who he had.
Let's go to Brandon in Woodbridge. Brandon, what's up?
First of all, y'all need to bring back the sundress thing that y'all used to have back in the day.
Yeah,
loved
it was
it.
Fun.
Those days are over, bro.
Not if they sell it. Nothing's over if they sell it.
A little bit, but at the same time, that was definitely sundress sillies. I used to love that. I used to go to that every year.
I know. Anyway, we had a good time.
Okay. Absolutely.
That was in my drinking heyday right there, boy.
Yeah, it was. And so was Cakes. Anyway, as far as this goes, I'm going to feel real bad when it comes down to the Utah Jazz. If they start being a superstar, they picked everybody that we should have picked.
Right,
and I
Bailey.
Know that they picked before us, but at the same time, it's like if Ace Bailey's the guy, then Clayton's the guy. It's like, come on, man.
What could they have done about Bailey? I mean, Bailey, I guess they could have packaged and tried to move up.
Yeah.
You know?
They couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
No, you're surprised anyway. They didn't expect that to happen. So
I think Brandon's saying like your FOMO would be off the charts because you all of a sudden you see him slipping, you're one away.
Those are literally two guys I would have been thrilled to have.
You're one away. Then all of a sudden it just the wins out of your sail because you thought you're going to get them.
It fits the pattern of 3 years from now, we're going to say Ace Bailey went one pick before the Wiz. Well, we're one pick away.
And we'll probably never find this out, but I'd wonder if I could ask Will Dawkins, if Bailey was there, Bailey and Johnson were there, would you take Bailey over Johnson if they were both available?
Yeah, we have to definitely be an off-air conversation.
Look,
if they're looking at a backcourt of the future, though, let me just say this. If you're looking at the backcourt of the future, and I understand this is a small sample size, but if you look at the last month of Bub Carrington's play, he averaged almost 18 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the youngest Wizard, I believe, last season.
Dude, I'm a Bub guy.
He was 18.
I've liked him from day one.
In the last month, now it's only, let's see, about 8 or 9 games in April, he averaged 17.6, 7.1 assists. He was knocking down almost 40% of his three-point shots. I think he could be the best of the bunch. Like, I think Sarr defensively, no doubt. And you would think because he's the number two pick down the road, he might be the alpha, the number one scorer. But Bub showed me something. And I'm biased. I went to that one game. Like, our whole station was at the Orlando game, which they ended up losing. But he scored 32 in that game.
Well, I mean, I think he's shown from day one, he just got that dog mentality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He's a real alpha.
Yes.
And he's been that way from day one.
Yeah.
You know.
So Brandon, you still there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
So do you have confidence that Will Dawkins could put something together? This is a playoff team in, let's say, 2 years.
No.
No.
Okay. No. All right. I mean, but at the same time, if he does, I definitely believe in the Nats. It's just harder because with a baseball team, you got to have like a lot of good players in order to be relevant. Like you have a superstar, like you have a LeBron James and Wood, but at the same time, it doesn't matter because he only gets up the bat one time out of the
game. Right. Just ask Mike Trout.
Game.
Yeah.
Where if you have a superstar in basketball, all you need is just one and he can score 30 points and win you the game.
Yeah,
so
you can ride
him. That same type of person in basketball. So I guess I would believe in the basketball more.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. You. Appreciate
right,
it, buddy.
See you, man.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. You too, bud.
Did he change his tune in that call? I thought he said he believed in the Nats more, but by the end he went with the Wizards.
I don't know. Let's go to Dave.
Which one do you believe in more, EB? I know you were saying that you believe the Nats
believe
are further.
I believe more in the Nets.
You do.
I like what the picks so far, like, you know, last couple of years. I mean, obviously, I think last year was a home run. I'll be honest with you. I remember talking to Will Dawkins, and I liked Bub from the beginning, and he was very like, well, let's wait and see. I feel like Bub was more of a grasper pick. Who really blossomed into something. But I just still think, I just still believe more in the Nats. I don't know why.
It's not going to matter long term, but Bub Carrington did cost us Ace Bailey.
Because?
He hit the game winner in the final game of the season. If not, we would have had the Jazz lottery numbers and we would have been number 5 overall.
Mm.
We would have had Ace Bailey this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were out on Ace Bailey.
Yeah, yeah. No,
did you turn?
I just didn't think they were going to take him because that's from what Will Dawkins is trying to build here. I could have been wrong. We don't know.
I found him charming. I thought like he and the Harper kid going back and forth.
I just didn't like the doing. He didn't work out for any teams.
I think they were just trying to engineer their way through the draft. They were pulling like an Eli Manning.
Yeah, I just don't think Will Dawkins would have been a big.
Didn't the Jazz ask to work him out and he said no?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. But they still took him.
But Ainge had interviewed him before when he was with Boston. The son of Danny.
Yeah.
I don't know, Austin Ainge, whatever
Austin Ainge,
his name
he's like the president or.
Yeah. And he liked him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't care.
Drab, which of the rebuilds do you believe in more?
Oh, the Wizards, for sure. But just because it's, you know, I like just starting from scratch. And we've now been 5 years into the Nats rebuild, and I see very little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. Hard to see
with
it.
With the Nats.
I'm just not motivated. I don't see. Anybody
I don't know. I guess I'm just assuming and hoping that the learners ultimately trade or sell the team and there's a new owner coming here that's going
to
spend money.
I'm just going back to about 3 weeks ago when they were 30 and 32 or whatever. And then you have all these guys still on the come that are coming up that have been hurt or whatever. And then I think it looks a little different. They're struggling right now.
Yeah, but
through the first 62 games, they were doing okay.
They were doing okay. But there's also other factors like the Mets and the Braves and the Phillies, mm-hmm. and that the learners aren't going to spend money, and that the Nats have struggled developing.
I guess I'm not sold that the learners aren't going to spend money once they get competitive.
Well, I know they're never going to spend like the Phillies and the Mets. I know that.
Nope. Mm-hmm. No chance.
That's probably true. All right,
not unless you get an owner in here that's got that kind of money and reputation that says, F it, I'm going to spend $250 million a year.
You can vote on our poll of the day at Junks Radio. Kind of surprised early. It looks like more people believe in the Wizards rebuild. Vote at Junks Radio, or you can give us a call on an open line Thursday at 1-800-636-1067.